课堂听 class.com。
A pair of socks, two. My amazement at his pride and joy in salesmanship will be easily understood by all who read this article. In many shops, the customer has to wait for someone to wait upon him. And when finally some clerk does deign to notice you, you are made to feel as if you were interrupting him.Either he is absorbed in profound thought in which he hates to be disturbed, or he is skylarking with a girl clerk and you feel like apologizing for thrusting yourself into such intimacy. He displays no interest either in you or in the goods he is paid to sell. Yet possibly that very clerk who is now so apathetic began his careerwith hope and enthusiasm. The daily grind was too much for him. The novelty wore off. His only pleasures were found outside of working hours. He became mechanical. He became incompetent. Then he saw younger clerks who had more zest in their work promoted over him. He became sour.That was the last stage. His usefulness was over. I have observed this melancholy decline in the lives of so many men in so many occupations that I have come to the conclusion that the surest road to failure is to do things mechanically. There are many teachers in schools and colleges who seem duller than dullest of their pupils.They go through the motions of teaching, but they are as impersonal as a telephone.